Luke chapter 1. Many have undertaken to compile an account of the events that have been fulfilled among us, an account like those handed down to us by those who were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word from the beginning. For this reason, it seemed good to me also, since I followed everything closely from the beginning, to write an orderly account to you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may know the certainty of the things you were taught. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. They were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and righteous decrees of the Lord. They did not have a child because Elizabeth was unable to bear children, and they were both well along in years. On one occasion, while Zechariah was serving as priest before God and his division was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. The whole crowd of people were praying outside the temple during the hour of the incense offering. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and overcome by fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son for you, and you are to name him John. You will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, because he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to drink wine or beer. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. He will turn many of the sons of Israel back to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to turn the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to prepare a people who are ready for the Lord." Zechariah said to the angel, "How can I be sure of this? Because I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel answered him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and was sent to speak to you in order to tell you this good news. Now listen, you will be silent and unable to speak until the day when these things happen, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering what was taking him so long in the temple. When he did come out, he was unable to speak to them. Then they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple. He kept making signs to them and remained unable to speak. When the days of his priestly service were completed, he went back to his home. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. She kept herself in seclusion for 5 months, saying, "The Lord has done this for me in the days when he looked with favor on me and took away my disgrace among the people." You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.